Hi, everybody, and welcome back to another bite-sized political podcast. One of the most horrific things that we see happening in the European continent is happening in Austria, where, as you know, they've got everybody locked down again. They have also instigated from the 1st of February mandatory vaccines, and they've made it clear that if you don't if you haven't taken your vaccine by the 1st of February, there will be a very large fine. I think it's maybe a couple of thousand euros. And that rises beyond that to 8,000-10,000 euros. If people still haven't taken the jab despite the large fine, then they will be sent to prison. Now, that's Austria. I'm absolutely certain that this model will be rolled out in other countries, not least Germany. And so I thought I came across a very short message from a 97-year-old guy who survived the concentration camps, a Holocaust survivor. And I thought I would play it and then chat a little bit about it with you. So let's just see if we can listen to this.
Dear friends, my name is Nick Hope. I'm 97 years old. I'm a Holocaust survivor in Dachau concentration camp. When I look at the news in Austria, spirit of Hitler, spirit of force come there, and I pray it come to the United States, because gradually we lose our freedom. Please pray, wake up, pray, and watch.
So there you go. That's a brief excerpt from that little, very short TikTok excerpt, actually. But isn't it, you know, here we have a guy who lived through the concentration camps, and he sees it. As he puts it, the spirit of Hitler, the spirit of force, is alive in Austria, which obviously is where Hitler came from. But it's not just Austria. It's alive in Germany. It's alive everywhere. It's globalized in a way that we never could potentially have seen. Hitler was, if you like, a regional menace. He was a menace to the European continent, not so much other continents. What we now face is something that I guess concentration camp survivors could never have dreamed. We face the same malignant evil force, and it's pretty much everywhere. It's definitely wherever you are, and it's most certainly where I am as well. And this guy sees it. He sees that Hitler force alive in Austria. But he sees it in America. He sees it in the UK. He sees it in the West. Essentially, we are falling into the same situation. And these are people who lived through it the first time around. Many people didn't. In a way, he's lucky, because he didn't end up, you know, in the ovens. But his message is clear. People need to wake up. People need to see that which is in plain view in front of them. You know, they're building detention camps in the Northern Territories of Australia. They're telling people, you're going to prison if you haven't taken the jab. The almost incredible evil authoritarianism being driven under the guise of COVID is right there for us to see. And it just so happens that our generation, those listening to this and me, we live in the moment when tyranny has come back on a scale never previously imagined and reinforced by global technology. So, for example, you know, in the 30s, Hitler didn't have the benefit of the internet. Those driving this authoritarianism now do. So they can rely on tools to control people, which in 100 years ago, or 90 years ago anyway, weren't so apparent and certainly weren't as powerful. So because we are the people who have got social media and people sit looking in their phones 24/7, they're completely easily manipulated, and they have been. The authorities who are imposing the mandatory jabs, the mandatory COVID passports, all of that, these people have got those assets, those digital assets, to try and control us. That's why one of the most powerful things that you can do is turn off the news. Don't read the press. And if you do that, you will get a sense of calm and peace. Whereas if you consume those things on an hourly basis, you are playing into the hands of our enemies. Your mind remains free and clear as long as you do not absorb all the propaganda that's spewed out across legacy media and big tech. If you avoid those places, honestly, trust me, and many of you may well do this, actually, you find that your ability to think critically, to reason, to rationale, strengthens, and therefore you're not as easily fooled or forced to comply with whatever they want. But as I say, I mean, this is going to come to a head, I think, and that non-compliance is going to have to become extraordinarily vigorous if we're going to stop this. We are in a battle, folks, with people who are quite happy to see us dead in some regards. You know, like, for example, just one small area of this, they keep telling us, vaccines, vaccines, take your vaccines, take your vaccines, take your boosters, take your boosters. But the vaccines, the whole point of the vaccine is if you get the symptoms, to ameliorate the worst excesses they claim and deaths, even though we know the double jabbed are the group who's dying the most. So that doesn't even hold up. But this all pretends that there's no treatments for COVID-19. Actually, things you can take if you get it, things you can take, not vaccines, other treatments that will substantially help. I'm talking here the likes of hydroxychloroquine, the likes of ivermectin, the likes of the monoclonal antibody treatments. All of these things can be given, but they don't want to give you them. So in other words, if you think about it this way, they're quite happy for you to die. And your death is the price you pay if you've not complied with what they want, as in to give you jabs, not what they should do, which is to give you treatments. So that's where we are in this one. We are up against, essentially, in my view anyway, genocidal maniacs who will literally stop at nothing, and therefore they will have to be stopped. So that's how I think see things anyway, folks. Always interested in your feedback. But I do think the words of Nick Hope, who was the gentleman I played at the beginning of this, a man who lived and survived the camps, warning us again that they're coming back. He needs to be listened to. And I wanted to do my bit to share it. So thank you very much, folks, and catch up with you soon.